It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you this week's gift giver, 4-time Emmy Award winner, 2-time Golden Globe Award winner, 2-time Academy Award nominee, actress Gina Rowlands. Before November 8th, 2014, I would have only known her as the outstanding actress who played alongside James Gardner in The Notebook. But after a happenstance meeting in the lobby bar at the Waldorf Astoria in New York, I would come to know and better understand the depth of her acting career that began in 1954, having starred in dozens of films and TV shows. If you've ever been to New York City, you know the feeling you get just walking those streets. And Alicia Keys in her song New York conjures up that feeling if you've never been there. Best of all when she says, "There's nothing you can't do. Now you're in New York. These streets will make you feel brand new. Big lights will inspire you." Yes, anything can happen in New York City. And no doubt anybody that's been to New York knows that one of the pastimes while shopping and eating and doing the New York thing is looking to spot famous people. And in my time in New York, I've had the opportunity to see Cynthia Nixon, who played Miranda on Sex and the City, Ted Turner, my best friend Keith, and I actually, on his first trip to New York, rode an elevator with Mike Rutherford, the guitarist from Genesis. And on that same trip, Keith spotted Jerry Seinfeld in, of all places, a diner. And we sat just a couple booths down from him. And of course, one of my all-time favorites that I spoke about in Volume 29 in the You're a Gift series, my appearance on the Howard Stern Show. What a fantastic New York moment that was. However, I had no idea of what lay ahead for Courtney and I on the morning of Monday, November 8th, when I received an unexpected call letting me know that I had a business meeting in New York at 4 o'clock that afternoon. Well, I quickly made arrangements to get a hotel, and then I quickly called Courtney at work and see if she wanted to play hooky on the back half of her day and join me in New York. Well, she did, and we arrived at our hotel about 2 o'clock that afternoon, and decided that we would make our way over to the Waldorf Astoria and have a drink as my meeting was going to be in the lobby bar later that afternoon. Well, we got 2 seats at the bar and we'd been sitting there for 15, 20 minutes just soaking in New York City when Gina and her current husband, Robert, unassumingly asked Courtney and I if the 2 seats next to us were taken. Courtney and I having no idea of who we were sitting next to at that point in time. Almost immediately after getting comfortable in their seats, Gina turned to Courtney and I and initiated a conversation. Basic small talk. Where are you from? Why are you in New York? What do you do for a living? Etc., etc. Now, that initial part of the conversation went on for 5 to 10 minutes before Courtney and I were ever able to begin asking Gina and Robert where they were from, what they were doing in New York. And Courtney and I were in for the surprise of our life. Because all we knew up until that point in time is that we were sitting next to wonderfully friendly, kind, fantastic people whose names were Gina and Robert. So you could have blown us over with a feather when Gina told us that she was in town promoting her upcoming movie, 6 Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks, that was about to premiere several weeks later. But Courtney and I still didn't understand who it was we were sitting next to and the outstanding accomplishments in her career that she has had until she told us that she was James Gardner's wife in The Notebook. Having both seen that movie, we quickly then began to understand who it was we were sitting next to. And as Courtney and I look back and remember that moment in time very fondly, we also talk about how we were faked out to who she was because her and Robert were so interested in us and were so kind to us. Her absolute genuine humility made it even that much more of a surprise as to what a Hollywood star she was and still is. And our conversation carried on for another 30 to 40 minutes until I had to go to my meeting. But even as I was in my meeting, they stayed and visited with Courtney for another 10 to 15 more minutes. And when it was time for them to leave, Gina and Robert walked over to where I was sitting and expressed their appreciation for the moment that we had shared. And while it was a great gift, just having the opportunity to hang out with Gina Rowlands in the lobby of the Waldorf Astoria. She even let us buy her a drink. That was not the greatest gift that she gave me that day. The gift that she gave me that day, and I, God bless you, Gina, for it, is that she reminded me that kindness is a choice and that kindness is really just so simple. What we've done or what we may not have done or what we have or what we may not have has no relevance to being kind. The only thing relevant to being kind is our making the choice to be kind. Isn't it great that we have 100% control over something that is so darn good for the world? Being kind. And isn't it great that kindness is not exclusively linked to large, grand gestures? Our ability to show kindness is linked to so many small and simple things. And all these small and simple things are accessible to everyone. So a big thanks to you, Gina Rowlands, and your husband, Robert, for that fantastic New York moment that Courtney and I will cherish and treasure forever. But thank you most importantly, through your example, through who you are, of reminding me that kindness is nothing more than a choice that we make, and that kindness is so found in the simple things. I wish you continued success in the future, and may you break a leg in all your future roles. And thank you for listening, and never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.